course I'm better. I am bro. I am always the best. And bro is not the best.
That song is pretty nice.
Yes, it's nice. It's nice and slimy like butter.
Hello, and welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton, and I'm
your bro, Easy. I don't know what kind of identity theft you're running here, and I'm your bro, Easy. Today, we're going to kick off our podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Teddy's Pizza, the best pizza and wings in East Charlotte. How do poets say hello?
I don't know. How do poets say hello?
Haven't we metaphor?
That's not even... I mean, that good. If you like to see us in a big word of the week or any other segments they're about to go through, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com. Okay, so Dayton, let's start with this big word of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Big word of the week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Discrimination.
I got serious quick.
Yes. Oh, Sarah. The unjust of prejudice. Treatment of different categories of people or things, especially on the grounds of race, age, and gender. Yes.
So, as you can see, discrimination is, like, not giving certain people certain stuff because of who they are, which is kind of mean, so just don't do it. And that's our list. We're going to jump right into this week's, which would usually be... It would usually be the poet of the week because it's in January, but right now we're doing ML Martin Luther King because it is Martin Luther King Day tomorrow as of when we're recording this. So that would be Monday, January 20th. Okay, here we go. Martin Luther King Jr. was an American Christian minister and activist who became the most visible spokesperson and leader in the civil rights movement from 1955 until his assassination in 1968. His leadership was fundamental to that of African Americans in the South and other parts of the United States. King rose to national prominence as head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which promoted nonviolent tactics such as the Massive March on Washington, 1963, to achieve civil rights. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He played a role in many major movements like the American Civil Rights Movement, Selma March, Montgomery Bus Boycott, March on Washington, and much more. Annually, we honor him on the third Monday of January for his key role in making our country what it is today.
Today.
Dayton, you know, obviously everybody kind of knows Martin Luther King is, you know, he's a pretty popular guy. But, you know, you can still, it's like, see, like, what he did, like, how everybody wouldn't be able to do what they can do today without him. So, yeah. That's what we got. And email us how you are honoring Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day. And email us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. That's bruhvsbro at outlook.com. And you can win lots of cool prizes like...
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man slash woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Cars.
Cool.
Solar toys.
Yeah.
And much more.
Oh, Sarah. Okay. We're going to jump right into this week's this or that question, which Dayton has for us.
Mobile games or console games?
Dayton, what's your choice?
I choose console games.
Why?
Because you can play on them, and then there will be the person right next to you playing with you. Okay. Or if you're an only child, sucks to be you.
That's kind of mean.
Yep, but that's how it is.
Oh, I guess I have to choose mobile games. Reason I have to choose mobile games because, well, they're mobile. You can pretty much play them anywhere. Well, anywhere more extensive than console games. And they.
What if you have a Nintendo Switch?
You're cool.
Yes, you are.
So I choose mobile games. Now that we got that boring segment out of the way, it's time for this week's Fact of the Day.
Dayton, yes, sir.
What is it? Or week, whatever.
Did you know that the motel room where Martin Luther King was shot, the room is still there and everything was kept how it is. It's all sealed off and everyone kept it exactly how it was. And you can go there and see what Martin Luther King's room looked like.
How much the annual rate? Nightly.
Sir, I do not know.
I didn't mean to say annual.
Annual. Sir, why are you staying in this hotel for so long? Get Sarah out here.
I meant to say nightly rate. I'm sorry.
Sir, we don't have an annual rate. Okay. It's a motel, sir. I'm going to need you to get out.
Okay. As we get into the, you know, like, the more the end of this week's podcast, it is time for this week's poem recommendation. Because we still got to get some poetry up in this piece. this week's poem recommendation is I Too Sing America. I Too Sing America is a poem that is like a giant... How do you say this? Metaphor? For,
Have we metaphor?
Oh, shut up. overcoming, like, various problems to rise to your full potential. So that is what I Too Sing America is mainly about. It is by Langston Hughes. And, yeah. So, now we're going to give some shout-out to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. This week our song came from God knows where.
Our song this week came from Music Maker. T-shirts, I mean, our T-Mo /Security B Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey. Because what would we do without a therapy dog?
And like my mom always says,
oh, Sarah, put that seatbelt on. Stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Oh, we're just gonna end it there.